see me, but I'm still dancing. I should record myself dancing because it's scary. Like, don't bring me to a dance party. You'll be really embarrassed. Hello. Welcome back to Seek the Joy Podcast. Welcome to the 1 year anniversary of Seek the Joy Podcast. Pop the confetti, pop the champagne, bring your green juice, your coffee, whatever it is, because today we are celebrating this milestone, this achievement, this joy, this moment. I feel like I'm going to cry. I don't even know where to start. I'm upset I had to stop the music, but I don't want to be in violation of any copyright law, but hello. I'm trying to compose myself, bring myself back to a space of calm, a space of center. I can't believe that I'm even saying this, that I'm even recording this episode. I feel like I'm going to cry. I probably will cry. Seek the Joy Podcast is 1 year old. And when I was thinking about what I wanted this episode to be about, when I was thinking about what I wanted to say, who I wanted to thank, I got so overwhelmed that I just decided I'm not going to plan. We're just going to sit down and we're going to do it. So it's been 1 year, guys. 1 year of recording, of sharing, of vulnerability, of connection, of interviews, of stories, of laughter, of tears, of frustration, of joy. I'm so grateful for every single second of it. And I've been spending the last couple of weeks in a space of deep reflection, which if you've been tuning into this podcast for a while, if you know me personally, if whatever, you know that I'm a deep thinker. I think a lot. I think all the time. My brain never stops. And so I've been in this space of deep reflection and thinking about this achievement and what this means to me. A couple weeks ago, I shared in a podcast episode called Hey Dreamer, Where You Been? Which I love that episode, and I'm so glad that it resonated with so many. I shared that I was never somebody who celebrated myself and celebrated my achievements, and I found myself really wanting to celebrate this. So I'm going to freaking celebrate it, and I'm going to take you along for the ride because each and every one of you who is tuning in, who is listening, who has pressed play on Seek the Joy Podcast, who has shared it with a friend, shared it on your social media, tuned in the car, on the way to work, on the way home from work, on a road trip, on the plane, at home, at work, wherever it is, you are the reason I am here. I wouldn't be here without you. And I am so stinking grateful. Without you, without your love, without your support, without your ears, I don't know where this podcast would be. And I know I talk a lot about community here. I talk about it in this podcast. I talk about it with my guests. I talk about it on social media, but it is really special to have the Seek the Joy community. And growing up, I did not have a community like this. God damn, I feel like I'm going to cry. I did not have a community like this. I have my family and I always had friends, but I was somebody that always struggled with friends growing up. I don't know why. Maybe it's a topic for another episode, but I never felt truly supported for being me. And it really wasn't until I started this podcast that I really started to feel that I am enough as I am and that there are people out there that will love me who I can love back when I'm just being myself. And that is a huge gift. I mean, that's huge. And I'm just really so grateful. I think grateful is going to be a word that is overused a ton during this week's episode, but we're just going to go with it. In the last year, I have released 68 episodes. 68! I guess this one is 69, but it's a new year. 68 episodes. We've reached over 100,000 downloads. We're in over 65 countries. Like what? We've been featured on BuzzFeed, The Week UK, The Right Dose, The Uncommon Muse, Lilac and Lilies, Voyage LA, Kind Co, and others. I mean, that is just scratching the surface. I've had the opportunity to and the honor, actually, to interview and feature more than 50 amazing, incredible, and inspiring human beings, many who have become really close friends. Soul sisters and brothers, actually, now that I think about it, and I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for their love and for their support and for their friendship. I'm grateful for their guidance. Oh my God, I'm going to start crying. Oh, here come the tears. It's only 6 minutes in and they're starting. You know who you are, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the phone dates and the coffee dates and the hours of wisdom and sharing our journeys beyond the hour recording that is shared on this podcast. It's amazing what happens when you start to share your heart and share your soul and go out on a limb a little bit and be vulnerable. It's amazing who you will connect with. And so I'm grateful for each and every one of you. And this number, these women and these men who have become close friends, who once were guests on this podcast, this number doesn't even include the incredible souls, because that's what it is, the incredible souls who are part of this community, who have allowed me to become part of their lives, who tune in and week out, who reach out and share their journeys with me, who have allowed me to be part of their journeys, who have become close friends. Every DM, every email, every comment on social media, every like on social media, it all means so much to me. And when you take the time, when you've taken the time to reach out and tell me about yourself and your journey and your experiences, whether it's you were also sitting for a bar exam, or you also had shingles, or you've also been dealing with feelings of insecurity or self-worth or self-esteem, whatever it might be, when I tell you, I know I always respond probably the same way and tell you just how much this made my day, but it always just has made my day. I never thought I would be somebody who would connect with so many different people who all have something so wonderful and valuable to share. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be part of your journey in my own small way. So never underestimate the power of reaching out and the power of connection. And gosh, I think I'm going to cry the rest of this episode. Just know how grateful I am for each and every one of you. And you all hold such a really wonderful place in my heart. And I know that sounds so corny, but it is so true. I guess bottom line is I hope you know just how much you've all changed my life. And I hope you know just how grateful I am for you. And I hope you know just how much, I know I said this, but every like, comment, share, repost, review, rating, email, DM, phone call. I just hope you know how much it's all really meant to me. And in all honesty, I don't think saying thank you is enough. I think that's just kind of scratching the surface. In the last year, every piece of audio, every episode, every conversation, every post, every attempt at marketing, everything, all came from me and me alone. I'm a one-woman show, and I know I've said that before, but it didn't really hit me until this past week just how proud I am of what I've built and what I've created and how much I've grown throughout the process and what I've been able to share with all of you. You know, this time last year when I hit record and then publish on an episode titled Welcome to Seek the Joy Podcast, I had no idea if anybody would listen. Had no idea if that episode was even any good. I'm pretty sure it was not very good. Let's be real. Let's be honest. If you scroll back on our Instagram page all the way to the beginning, you can see how much I had to learn about social media and graphics and promotion and marketing. But if you keep scrolling and if you keep listening throughout the year and you see where we're at now, the growth is crazy. Like, it's crazy how much things have changed and how much I've learned. And sure, I still make mistakes. And sure, there are things that I want to improve on still. I still don't think I'm the best interviewer. I still know I could do better in terms of creating a wider range of topics that are covered and discussed. And being more mindful about who comes on the podcast. And there are still so many things I know I need to improve on and I need to grow within. But guys, this growth is huge. And being able to look at it and see it is crazy. And I have put out an episode every single week. I didn't miss a week. There were weeks when I really didn't think I was going to be able to put out an episode, where my schedule was so crazy, where my emotions were all over the place, where I was in such a state of fear, when life just was so overwhelming. But I did it anyway. And I don't know what that's attributed to be honest, other than I made a commitment to myself and I made a commitment to all of you that I would put out an episode every single week. And that's what I did. And I'm really proud of that. And I feel a little uncomfortable saying it, but wow, I'm really, really proud of myself. You know, life has a funny way of surprising you. I have really found, at least in the last year, the more mindful I've become and the more I've tuned into my own heart and tuned into my own soul and have really embarked on this journey, I have really found that the universe has this really interesting way of interrupting the path that you're walking down to put you on the path that is, in my opinion at least, in true alignment with your soul and with your heart and with your calling and with your joy. And that is, without a doubt, exactly what happened to me. And I know I'm not alone. I'm sure and I know there's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of you who have experienced this too. So I want to share a little bit about this, because in the last year or the last 2 years, I've really started to notice that there have been things that have happened in my life that tried to put me on a different path. And I was like, hell no, we're not budging. Like, I am stubborn. If you know me, you know I'm stubborn. I'm stubborn in the way I think and the way I want to do things. And I don't always listen to the cues of the universe, I think is the best way to put it. Crippling anxiety didn't wake me up. When I started my first year of law school, I had such crippling anxiety that I would hide under my bed. I don't think I've shared this before on this podcast, and I don't think I've shared it with many people outside of my immediate family, but I used to hide under my bed. I was so freaked out. I would hide under my bed. I would have multiple panic attacks a day. If I wasn't on the phone with my mom, I was on the phone with my therapist. If I wasn't on the phone with my therapist, I was under my bed. If I wasn't under my bed, I was hiding in my closet. It was a really intense first semester, and I was really afraid. But I didn't pay attention to what the source of that anxiety was. Sure, I was super anxious about being in law school and having this new pressure that was magnified and maybe I wasn't totally used to. But now, I think 5 years later, I recognize that the anxiety was more about the fact that I wasn't in the right place. Does that make sense? Like, my body or my mind or my soul or my emotions were trying to like shake me and wake me up and say, hey, sister, you're not in the right space. Like, let's reevaluate. But like I said, I'm stubborn. Fast forward a couple of years. 1 month before I graduated from law school, I had shingles. Shingles didn't wake me up. Fast forward to that summer where I studied for the bar exam the first time, drove myself mental and crazy. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that that was a huge turning point in my life. But I went through the bar exam the first time, and a month later, I had appendicitis. And I'm pretty sure I've shared that story on here before, but I went three days before I went to the hospital. And I didn't even go to the hospital the first time. I went to urgent care. And then urgent care sent me to the emergency room. I was not listening to my body. I was not tuned into what was going on. But appendicitis didn't really wake me up either. It slowed me down, but it didn't wake me up. Adrenal fatigue and hormonal imbalances didn't wake me up. The one thing that really woke me up was not passing the California bar exam on the first try in 2016. And if you've been following along, you know that I sat for the bar a second time that following July, and I ended up passing. So I am licensed to practice law in California. But there isn't a day that not passing the bar in 2016, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't thank, literally thank, everything that is a holy. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't thank everything in the universe that I didn't pass the bar in 2016. And I know that sounds crazy because for so many people, when you don't pass the bar, when you don't pass an entrance exam, when you don't pass a licensing exam, your life is put on hold. You're forced to start over. You're forced to go through that studying process again rather than entering your career. But my life wasn't on hold in that moment. My life was beginning in that moment. In November 2016, I woke up and there was no turning back. I have spent most of my life, if not all of my life, up until this past year, chasing a dream and a vision of who I thought I wanted to be, of who I thought I needed to be. I molded my life around this vision. Every choice, every step purposely taken to put myself on the path that I thought I needed to be on. I chased this dream and this vision, not really knowing who it belonged to, but honestly believing the entire time that it was my own. Can anybody else relate to this, where you go through your entire life chasing a dream, chasing a vision, chasing a career, chasing a way of life that you think is what you want for yourself, and then one day you realize, no, that isn't what I want. That isn't for me. That isn't my path. That isn't my journey. It really wasn't until I embarked on this journey, on this Seek the Joy journey, that I began to realize that vision I was chasing and many of those dreams that I've been so fortunate to have seen actualized weren't my own. They belonged to somebody else. They belonged to fear. They belonged to judgment. Well, self-judgment, to be honest. They belong to what I felt was acceptable, what I felt like I needed to be, what my life needed to look like. From the age of 12, I wanted to be a lawyer. Not because I had a huge passion for the law. I wanted to be a lawyer because I thought it meant safety and security. And I wanted to be a lawyer because I thought it meant I would be in a space of respect. Does that make sense? Now at 27, I have a huge pull towards justice because as a woman living in 2018, how can you not? As an ally to so many who are experiencing such hardship and such difficulty and such mistreatment, how can you not have a pull towards justice? But I know my life and my career is not meant to be spent in a courtroom. There are things that I can do. There are ways that I can use my voice. There are ways that I can help to uplift others and their voices outside of being a lawyer. And so these dreams that I had since I was 12, this vision I was chasing of what I wanted my life to look like, it really didn't belong to me. It belonged to somebody else. I forgot to chase a vision and choose a path that reflected who I know I am rather than who I thought I needed to be. And it's taken some time and some incredible self-reflection over the summer, because the summer was a huge period of self-reflection, but I realized that the things that light me up, the things that bring me joy, are all the things I stuffed down probably around the age of 15. At a time when I thought I really needed to be serious, to be taken seriously. Up until probably I was 15, I used to come up with concepts and play this role without knowing it of like creative director and make my sisters and my cousins play these roles, and we would film videos, and then I would spend hours editing them, and it was so much fun, and I used to paint, and I used to draw, and I used to love to do pottery and make things with my hands and all of these things that I didn't take seriously. All of these things that I thought in society were not safe. All of these things that lit me up, that brought me joy, I stuffed away, I stuffed down, and instead I traded it in for a vision that I thought I needed to chase. And as you can imagine, having sort of that realization this past summer was both incredibly enlightening and like a huge light bulb moment, an aha moment, but at the same time, kind of devastating, kind of sad. And then, you know, it brings up these feelings of, did I waste all of this time? Did I put myself in a position of so much debt to only come to a realization that's not who I want to be, that's not what I want to do? And then I had a really incredible conversation with somebody towards the end of the summer, and she said, every experience that you've had leading up to this moment is a tool in your toolbox, and you are taking that toolbox with you, and you will carry it with you, and it will serve you no matter where you choose to land. I mean, how beautiful and how brilliant is that? So if you're like me and you're in a space of changing course and changing direction and molding and shaping your life into a vision that is in alignment with who you are and what lights you up and what brings you joy, don't waste any time. And I know this is hard, but don't waste any time being or living in a space of regret, because everything is a tool in your toolbox and it will be there for you and with you. And so for me, the law is a tool in my toolbox. Being a lawyer, being licensed to practice law, is a tool in my toolbox. And everything that goes with that, the research skills, the oral advocacy skills, the ability to formulate an argument, a defense, the ability to problem solve, to think myself out of a problem, out of a hole, the writing skills, the interpersonal skills. I mean, there's probably a lot more that I'm missing, but all of those skills are tools in my toolbox that I will carry with me no matter where my career goes and where I choose to land and what I choose to do. So all of this to say, because now I got to bring it back full circle because I went really far off in one direction when I didn't mean to, but all of this to say that when you start to wake up and you start to pay attention and you start to really look at the things that light you up and bring you joy, those are the things that you're meant to follow. Those are the things that outline the path that you're meant to walk down. And so it took me some time, and it took me hitting my version of rock bottom, because I know that looks different for everyone, but it took me falling on my ass and having to pick myself back up again to really wake up to my joy and really wake up to what I want my life to look like. And so if you're in the middle of that journey, if you're in the middle of thinking or experiencing this moment of, holy crap, I feel like I'm in the wrong place, I want you to know that it's okay. And as uncomfortable as it is, it's normal. And I'm not all the way on the other side yet. I still feel like I'm in the middle of it. I still feel like I'm teasing things out and I'm working through what this path is. And the truth is I'll never know the full path. I'll never know what the full journey looks like, because that's part of life, is going through it and taking it step by step and day by day and being okay with that and being okay with the uncertainty and being okay with the unknown and being okay with this limbo period. Totally easier said than done, though, because I have been in a weird limbo period now for almost 2 years, and I didn't even know I was in a limbo period until I really started to embark on this podcast journey. And so that burst of inspiration I had in September 2017, which ironically, or maybe not ironically, or maybe it's just the way the cosmos lined up, it was the same day, it was the year anniversary to the date that I had my appendix removed, which also happens to be my youngest sister's birthday. So that burst of inspiration in September 2017 and the courage to press record, but really the courage to press publish and take that leap, totally changed my life. I feel like my voice has been so calm and subdued today. I think it's because I'm fighting off tears throughout this entire recording, but it has been an incredible year. And over the last year, I've noticed that with every push of record, I started to pull back the layers a little bit more and allow myself the space to get to know me and to let my personality come through and to share more of that with myself, but also to share more of that with you. And with every connection, I learned a lot more about me. With every conversation, I started to understand my path a little bit more. With every opportunity to share my voice, to share my words and my journey, but really every opportunity to share your voice and your words and your journey, I opened up myself to a heck of a lot more. With every choice to be vulnerable, to embrace my fears and to keep it real, I allowed myself to be seen and heard and understood for the first time in my life. Oh my gosh, here come the tears again. I really feel like today I have a much clearer vision of who I am, and I know where my feet are going, and I know what my soul is calling out for, and I really have this journey to thank for that. I'm so stinking grateful. I've had some pretty amazing people on this show, and I thought about spending some time talking about every single one of them, but then I just realized I'm almost 28 minutes in to this week's episode, and so I can't possibly thank everybody the way that I would really love to be able to thank them and talk in detail about their episode and what my takeaways were. So I think what I'm going to do instead is I'm just going to read off everybody who's been on this podcast and just know how grateful I am for you. You took a chance on me. You took a chance on this podcast. You shared your stories and your journeys, and you were vulnerable. And I am just thank you. Okay, so let me start. Let me scroll up on my, I have an Excel sheet, by the way, that lists everybody. So I keep track of my podcast episodes and when they're coming out and all that stuff. You didn't need to know that. Okay. I think I should start off by saying that I started this podcast by interviewing my friends. And the first 2 months were just people that I knew from my life, from different phases of my life. And a couple of my friends came on later on in the year as well. But there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about my friends and just how they were so willing to jump on a microphone with me and share. So starting from the very beginning, Leah Yousefi, Laurel Galanter, Melissa Anderson, Michael Bina, Rebecca Enriquez, Sarah Brunet, Kelly Boyles, and then a little later in the year, Elise Fabro and Elise Friedman and Divya Nawali and all of the women who I met at the Climate Reality Project in Denver of last year. We have Andrea McKimsey, Karen Harrington, Linda Kramer, Joan Claire Richter, Mayela Manajan. I mean, all of these incredible people who I've known throughout different phases of my life, so willing to come on and share their journeys and their passions. And I'm just going to be forever, forever grateful. And then I got a little bit more comfortable. I almost said confident, but confident is not the word. I still don't feel confident. I just get a little bit more comfortable as time goes on. But I started to reach out to people that I didn't know who I either connected with on Instagram or I am just inspired by who they are and their stories. And so I started to invite them on the podcast. And that all started in December. So I am pulling up my list. I'm just going to go through the list. And okay, so we have Brittany Priori of The Right Dose, Kiara Harris of The Facade Project, Lauren Sanders of The I Am Journal, Natalie Wallstein of Soulshine Astrology, Teddy and Sonia Surge of Sand Sisters Los Angeles, Charlotte Hames of Women Making Waves, Gina Keller, Nasty Woman Cosmetics, Kimothy Joy, Dr. Katie Henry, Mary Burke of Building Brave, Monica Cade, Norma Jean Belenke of Stay Wild podcast. We have Lauren Peterson, Kaylin Robinson of Live Pretty Well, Raquel Genet and Vanessa Marie of The Femme Files, Emily Moberly of Traveling Stories, Lisa Fireman of Rose Colored Roundup, Melissa Palmer of Osea Malibu, Amber Liljestrom, Caitlin Majenthal of Pulp Pantry, Bethany McDaniel of Primally Pure, Alana Lynn Gross of Alana Lynn, Emily Merrill of 6 Degree Society, Nina Ojeda of Pret, Audrey Sue of Vaque, Kelly Boyer of Paletta. Then we had Amy Tangerine, Sarah Sachs of Right for the Job, Amber Runyon of 11th Candle Co. and Legacy, Allison Evans of Branch Basics, Alicia Rubin, and Serena Poon. I mean, this lineup of guests. And I think I released like 15, maybe 16 solo episodes where it was just me. And that was really fun to start doing. And then in January, I launched the Power of Storytelling series, which I love that series. I think it's so powerful. And I was so nervous to launch it and to start it because I had no idea if anybody would want to be part of it and send in their story. And I was so wrong because there are so many of you who want to be part of it, who have been part of it, and I'm so grateful. So I'm going to read everybody's name who's been part of the Power of Storytelling. So Hanan, Vizanya, Sarah Fries, M. Keen, Lauren Bentley, Victoria Van Antwerp, Chelsea Cahill, Jess Ronnie, Allison Sutter, Laurel Brown, Amy Brubaker, Belinda Farrell, Mae Noon, Chelsea Balderston, Sarah Lane, Sarita Challenger, Anna Cecilia, Nick Kidowski, Carly Mahone, Anza Goodbar, Alexandra Spergel, and Sue Hollis. You guys have all been part of the last 9 months of the Power of Storytelling, and I am so confident that I just said somebody's name wrong, and I am so sorry. But you guys, you took a chance, and you shared your story, and you were vulnerable, and it has meant so much to me. And this incredible list of names that I just read doesn't even include the men and the women who are coming on the podcast in the next 4 to 6 months. I mean, I can't believe it. I still can't believe that there are people who want to come on this podcast and talk to me and hear from everybody. And I am just like, if I had socks on, the socks would be knocked off. That was so bad. I'm keeping it because it was that bad. But seriously, guys, this list doesn't even include all of you who tune in and week out and who have been just such incredible friends of the podcast. And my brain is just swimming right now because I know it's impossible to thank everybody. And it's impossible to thank everybody by name. And if I could, I would totally spend the next hour listing everybody. And it's my goal to one day have the opportunity to meet and know as many of you as I can in person. And that's hopefully what's going to happen in year two of Seek the Joy podcast. But just know how grateful I am and how grateful I am that you have shared the message of Seek the Joy podcast with your friends and with your families and with your communities. Oh, I have so much planned for year two of the podcast, and I can't wait to start to be able to share some of this with all of you guys, and from meetups to hopefully doing workshops and events and live podcast recordings. It's going to be so much fun, and we're really on this joy journey together, and I need to take a second to like breathe and compose myself because I'm so emotional and overwhelmed. And I guess I want to end this by saying, as I enter year two of Seek the Joy, as we enter year two of Seek the Joy, I have one small ask of you. Never underestimate the power of one choice to turn your roadblocks into stepping stones. It's never too late to begin to mold yourself and your life according to your vision. So take that chance, take that leap, and don't look back. You will land exactly where you are meant to. I know I have. So with love, gratitude, and a whole lot of joy, cheers to 1 year of Seek the Joy podcast. Cheers to 1 year of conversations, of insights, of wisdom, of aha moments, of laughter, of tears, of community. Cheers to what this has all meant for me. Cheers to what this has all meant for you. God, this episode is really just a giant thank you, honestly, to each and every one of you for welcoming me into your lives every week, for sharing your joy with me, for allowing me the opportunity to share my joy with you. I'm really feeling a lot of love and gratitude this week and in this month, actually. So, drum roll, please. We are kicking things off with the first of 5 giveaways this month. Yep. 5. There's going to be a giveaway every week during the month of October. I'm collaborating with so many amazing and inspiring female-run brands and companies, many who have been guests on the podcast, to bring you some of my favorite products that I know you're going to love. I really wanted to put something together to celebrate and say thank you to everyone who's been such a great friend to me and the podcast. And a month of giveaways felt like a no-brainer. So this week's giveaway, and I'll talk about the giveaways every week during like probably the intro for the podcast, but this week it ended up being in the outro. But in any case, this week's giveaway includes the I Am Journal, which was so generously donated by Lauren Sanders. And like I mentioned, she was a guest pretty early on. She's episode 12, if you want to check that out. We also have the Own Your Awesome Affirmation Deck, which is coming to us from Trisha Huffman of the Your Joyologist. And Trisha is going to be coming on the podcast so soon, a little bit later this year. She's fantastic, and I know you guys are going to just love her. We also have the Trust Yourself tote bag from Raleigh Bold, and Pamela Delgado is the owner of Raleigh Bold, and she's been such an amazing friend to the podcast, and I'm so inspired by what she's created and the mission behind her company, and I'm so excited to include all 3 of them in this week's giveaway. And we're also including some sage and a rose quartz and a black tourmaline crystal, and those are all coming from me. And so yeah, this week's giveaway is a really exciting one, and it's the first of 5 to come. And so to enter, head on over to our Instagram page, follow Seek the Joy podcast on Instagram, like the post announcing the giveaway, and tag a friend who would also love this giveaway. Bonus entries for following the I Am Journal, Raleigh Bold, and Your Joyologist on Instagram, and liking their 3 most recent photos. You can enter as many times as you like, 1 friend per comment. This is not sponsored by Instagram. The giveaway will close at 11:59 Pacific time on Friday, October 5th, and 1 winner will be chosen at random and announced on Monday, October 7th. Okay, one more quick announcement before I go, because this episode ended up being a hell of a lot longer than I anticipated, but I am going live every Monday during October to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. And I hope that you'll tune in. It's going to be on Mondays on Instagram, most likely at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm still playing around with that. I went live yesterday and it was really wonderful and I loved it. And if you caught the live, let me know what you thought. If you didn't catch the live, it should still be there for another 24 hours to view. Hopefully I can figure out how to keep the live. So we've got giveaways, we've got Instagram lives, we've got some really phenomenal episodes coming your way during the month of October. I just can't believe it's been a year, guys, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so excited for what's coming for Seek the Joy and for this community. Before I go, like for real, before I go, because this is a heck of a lot longer than I anticipated, It would mean so much to me if you left Seek the Joy podcast a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. If there's been a guest or a moment, a light bulb moment, an aha moment, a piece of wisdom, anything that's been shared that's touched you, that's brought more joy or peace into your life, if you just want to show some support for me and for this podcast, it would mean so much. And if you do leave us a rating and review, make sure to take a screenshot of that review and send it to Sydney@seekthejoypodcast.com. That way I can personally say thank you and send you our guide for infusing more joy into your life, as well as some Seek the Joy podcast stickers. Okay, I think that's it. Oh, wait, no, sorry. One more thing. We are on Patreon. I don't think I've talked about this enough, but we are on Patreon. And Patreon is a platform that allows you to become a patron of Seek the Joy podcast, of another person's work, in exchange for exclusive rewards and content. And I am so grateful to those of you that have already become patrons of the podcast. Your name is now on a special thank you page on SeekTheJoyPodcast.com. The link to our Patreon page is in the show notes. It's also on our website. Okay, that's it. That's all I've got. Seek the Joy bracelets are still available if you're interested in purchasing one. I will be coming out with more merchandise probably at the end of the year or the beginning of 2019. I'm thinking shirts. I'm thinking mugs. I've got some plans. All right, guys. That is really it this time. Thank you so much for being part of this community. Thank you so much for tuning in and week out. Thank you so much for giving me the space to explore my joy, the space to explore your joy, to showcase your voices and your journeys. I had no idea what this podcast would become, but holy crap, I am so stinking grateful and excited, and oh my god, here come the tears again. I gotta cut myself off because I could keep talking and keep crying, but thank you. That's all I've got. I love you. Have a wonderful first week of October. Grab yourself a pumpkin spice latte or a slice of pumpkin bread, or tune into Hocus Pocus, whatever it is that you do to celebrate that it is now October. And don't forget to enter this week's giveaway. And that's it. I'll see you next week. I'll see you right back here for another Seek the Joy Tuesday.